This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last hour of the DJV experience, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen. There's a poll out today, devastating as it may be to those of us who live in New England. There's a bias against the Patriots. Public policy polling finds that 53% want the Falcons to win in Houston. Only 27% say they are rooting for the Patriots.
These are
Boobs. This is not Massachusetts. This is a nationwide poll.
Yeah, people also love to hate the Patriots because they're too good.
They're the most hated team in the league.
Yep.
And that's been the case ever since Deflategate. How about that? The Cowboys are second in terms of least favorite teams. I suppose there's good news and bad news when it comes to Brady. Poll shows 22% say Brady is their favorite quarterback, beating Aaron Rodgers by 6 points. On the other hand, he's also the top answer for least favorite quarterback, with 24% comparing him to Cam Newton's 15%. Let's see here. If you're a Patriots fan, you may like this. Commissioner Roger Goodell is still more unpopular, 37%,
right,
having an unfavorable opinion of him, to 22% who view him favorably. And there's one other stat that matters to New England fans. 52% think the Patriots will win the Super Bowl, compared to 36% for the Falcons. So even though people don't like them, they admit that they're probably going to be tough to beat.
Right.
That would be what seems to be the case here. So is that...
I would agree with that.
You do. What is Louis, your husband's all wrapped up in the sports business.
Beyonce. What's
excuse me.
Do not age me further.
Yeah, okay.
He is a Giants fan, so he's sort of not invested in this, but he wants to see the Patriots win because, like I was saying earlier, because he felt that Tom Brady got a really raw deal with the whole sitting out five games at the beginning of the season for Deflategate.
Right.
Yeah. And so he felt that, you know, he kind of wants, I think a lot of people who don't like Roger Goodell are excited to see Tom Brady stand there, defy the odds, and say, you know what, like, you tried to ruin the team, you tried to ruin our season, and it didn't work, and look where we are now.
Outrageous. Well, yeah, I mean, there is that whole business. It's amazing how people take this so seriously. It's a good, for a change, I find it, I mean, I don't really care one way or another, but I think it's a good release from all of the Trump and the Mexicans and the Iranians and all of that other stuff. It's just,
we need a nice day, a national day where no one is talking politics and everyone can talk sports.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sports and music are the two most unifying things. You know, at a concert, everybody's there just for the music, and, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from or your background. If you like the song, you like the band, everybody has unity. And, you know, and the same thing goes at a sporting event. People high-five each other, and maybe politically they might be totally diametrically opposed, but that day, in that moment, it's just about unity.
You know, I've always thought of Seattle, Washington as being a beautiful city. I've not been there for quite a long time. My pal Bob, who's our general manager, ran King Radio there for a number of years, and I remember going to visit him in his home, and my children were younger, and taking off from Lake Union, right in the middle of the city. You can take a ride on a plane. It was really a very progressive city, but now, apparently, it's become the biggest city in the country for users of heroin. Mm. A lot of other illegal drugs there, too. And so the city has approved a safe injection site, calling the move a drastic but necessary response to the epidemic of addiction that has claimed 10,000 lives last year in that city. Whoa! Who knew? I didn't know this was going on. Did you?
No.
They are offering addicts clean needles, medical supervision, and quick access to drugs that reverse the effects of an overdose. This is stuff that has been shipped over from Europe more than anything else, because that's what they do in Amsterdam and parts of Paris. Don't do it in England, but they do in France.
That's the shot that Prince got when he was he died, when he was on the plane. They had to make the emergency landing. Shot has saved so many lives. It's so unfortunate that we're in a position where we need it.
Think about the destruction being done, though, Victoria, in the name of taking all these drugs. And it's not just Seattle's the worst place in the country for it, but Boston has a problem. New York's got a problem.
There's a town in Massachusetts, it's outside of Boston. And Anthony Bourdain did a whole episode on CNN about it, and it's the heroin capital of the U.S. And it started. It's sort of a blue collar town. And
I thought that was Ithaca, New York.
It's somewhere in Massachusetts. I'm almost sure. Yeah, I can look it up.
I'll look it up. Yeah,
but it's terrible. And the whole town essentially was just a regular working class town. A lot of people worked in, I don't know if it was mines or something nearby. Injuries happen on job sites, and the doctors just started passing out these, you know, Oxycontin and all this stuff. And you get so hooked so quickly on it, and then when you go back, and then the doctor said, "Oh, I can't give you any more." That they need a fix, and they turn to heroin because it's essentially the same thing. Yeah. And that's literally how this heroin epidemic has begun. The modern-day heroin epidemic, not the rock star one from back in the day.
In Seattle, because I guess, I mean, maybe it's just the normal working class people there, too, because there's a very, like, there's a population of people who are super wealthy because of Amazon and Microsoft and Boeing being out there. And weed is legal, marijuana is legal there, so I wonder what people are doing it.
It's terrible.
If it's the people who have that much money, you would think that they would be doing different drugs than heroin.
Right.
I don't know. Because I went out there a couple years ago and it was beautiful.
Mm. Well, it is a beautiful city.
Yeah, so it's sad that that's happening.
Yeah. Mm. In celebrity news, Prince William and Harry, the two of them have commissioned a statue of their mother. Did you hear this? The statue of their mother, Princess Diana, commemorating the 20th anniversary of her death. A statue of Diana, Princess of Wales, will be erected in the grounds at Kensington Palace, according to the two sons. They have convened a committee to commission and privately raise funds for the creation of the statue. Committee will advise on the selection of the sculptor, will work with historic royal palaces on the statue's installation. She was 36 when she died.
Isn't that so crazy to think back now? I mean, it's been 20 years, but she was only 36.
36, yeah. But the other, you're right. The other side of it is that it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it seems like it was, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Amazing. Also in celebrity, Barbara Hale. Do you know who she is or was? You probably don't either one of you know.
No.
Barbara Hale won an Emmy, one of the first women in a television series to win an Emmy. She was Della Street. That probably doesn't ring a bell with you either.
No.
If we were to play the theme from Perry Mason, do you think you would either of you recognize that? How many of you have watched Perry? Do you know who Perry Mason is?
Was that a cop show or a lawyer show?
Lawyer show.
Yes. I've never seen it, but I know
it was. There it is. Yep, go ahead. Crank it up there. Yep. It was a series of books. Perry Mason was created by an author whose name right now escapes my mind. Very well known in the cops and robbers department. But Earl Stanley Gardner, there it is. It came. I know if I banged it around in my head long enough, it would come to me. Earl Stanley Gardner created Perry Mason, and there were a number of novels, magazine stories about Perry Mason, who was this completely unreproachable lawyer who would never lose. He never, ever lost a case. I think he lost one, as a matter of fact. And so To have Raymond Burr play Perry Mason was really pretty interesting, because when they had the auditions for the character of Perry Mason, they had they opened a lot of times they don't do this too much anymore, but they used to just parade people across the stage. If, you know, the producers are looking for a particular, they want a man that looks like such and such, and they want a woman who looks like so and so. And so they just bring in a bunch of actors that had cards, SAG cards, and they just, okay, this one, they don't know whether they can act. They just want to see what they look like. And so from the back of the room, Earl Stanley Gardner was watching a whole bunch of people who actually ended up being in the show. There were any number of actors who were trying to be Perry Mason. But Raymond Burr walked out on the stage, and Earl Stanley Gardner yelled from the back of the theater, "That's him! That's Perry Mason!" And then they cast his sidekick, if you will, and the sidekick, not sidekick, but his secretary, assistant, if you will, Della Street was her name in the books. Barbara Hale was her name. Her son, the actor William Catt, who was in Perry Mason for a while, announced that she passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. But she became identified on and off screen, even though Perry Mason, Raymond Burr was gay. But the two of them had a became fast friends. And it was Barbara Hale who announced Perry Mason. He became, you know, he Raymond Burr became Perry Mason. When you looked at him, you didn't say, "Oh, there's Raymond Burr." You looked at him and said, "There's Perry Mason."
Mm-hmm.
And he became, he was Ironside later on in his career. He had two or three other major television series, but he was most well known as Perry Mason. And he died about 10 years ago, I think. This guy made so much money on these shows, the reruns and stuff, he bought an island of his own.
Wow.
In the Caribbean. His own. He was actually, from what I never met the guy, I never interviewed him, but he was very interesting and apparently a very nice, very solid, very serious guy. Very serious about everything. But he certainly had that look. And later, after the show went off the air, I think it was on for 7 or 8 seasons, and then it came back as miniseries every year for year after year after year. They'd have a 4 or 5 2-hour specials of Perry Mason. It was just one of those characters that you don't ever forget. And so I ended up noting in passing that Barbara Hale is gone. Have a good long life, though. 94, not bad. It's not bad. 19 after the hour.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Mm-hmm. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Uplifting. All right, anyway, there is a focus on Grammy Week, which will be the week after the Super Bowl. So a week from now, we'll be talking a lot more about the Grammys, which are going to be on the air on the 12th of, isn't it the 12th? When is that?
It is. This is the 12th. Yep.
12th, yeah, right.
CBS.
So next week, the, let's see, the Chainsmokers, Metallica, Beck, Sting are playing some of the smaller venues around L.A., like the Hollywood Palladium. It's City Sound Vault Week, City's new live music initiative. I actually might want to go see, take this in. Let's see, who's doing what on what night? The shows are as follows. Sting is February 8th and 9th. So I don't have my calendar turned over. What is that? The 8th and 9th is Wednesday and Thursday, right?
I don't have a calendar for me. Yeah,
I think so. It's Wednesday and Thursday because I'm going back to L.A. on the 8th. So the 8th and the 9th, then Beck on the 10th, the Chainsmokers on the 11th, and Metallica on the 12th. In fact, they are going to have to run downtown, get on the 101 from their Grammy Award performance at Staples Center to get to the Hollywood Bowl to make their Palladium show.
I hope they don't hit any traffic.
101?
Yeah,
but it's nothing but that's almost as bad as a 405 as far as a parking lot, especially when you go from downtown L.A. heading north. Until you get through Hollywood, tell me what day it is, what time it is. It's always bumper to bumper. I usually take it when I go over the hill to go to my daughter's house. And you can zoom right along pretty much any time, well, after the drive hours, until you get to the bottleneck as it comes through down to Sunset and around Alhambra and all those. It's like you might just plan on spending a half hour parked in your car.
As
that's
an East Coaster, I think of, I mean, I love California, and I think of the wonderful weather and then traffic, and that's it. It's sort of like the stereotypes. It's the beach and traffic.
It really bothers, it's beginning to bother me a lot because I'm driving a lot more around.
Right.
And I find I'm spending so much time in the car
going
here and there. Anyway, so there's that story about what's happening before the Grammys on the 12th. And then there's Stevie Wonder and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Maroon 5 and Dave Matthews in the music news. But, there's nothing better than listening to Stevie Wonder sing songs like this. Crank it up, Kevin. Please. I'm not supposed to sing that, right? Is that what you told me?
Correct. This is such a good song. Oh. Love it.
Call me and tell me I love you. I just called to say I love you. Stevie Wonder, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Maroon 5, Dave Matthews going to New Orleans for the Jazz Festival. 500 bands. Wow. Are going to perform at this festival this year. Some of the other artists, Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's very jazzy. Alabama Shakes, having the slightest idea who they are. Do you know, either of the two of you know about Alabama Shakes?
Yep, they're a bluesy band from Alabama, and the girl, Brittany, I forget her last name, she's the lead singer and plays guitar.
Oh.
If you saw her, you'd probably recognize her. They're a great band.
Right.
Jazz Fest has such variety.
Right, it's not really jazz. Ellis Marcel's going to be there. The Hot 8 Brass Band.
Our buddy Rich McFadden goes to this every year.
Every year, yep.
Yeah.
Going to focus on Cuban food and music this year, as it happens. April 28th to the 30th, next weekend, May 4th to the 7th. It's New Orleans Jazz Fest. It's 28 past the hour here. Only difference is I own it. Now let's stop time and enjoy this moment.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist. And I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709.
That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
After the hour, another half-hour conversation with the memes of Victoria Killen. And what is a meme, anyway? I see that all the time. Meme is a sort of a picture, isn't it? What is the meme? Where did that term come from?
Anybody I don't know where the term came from, but it definitely it popped onto the tech scene and the sort of social media scene a few years ago.
What does it mean?
And it's a picture that someone takes and then you add a little caption to it. Mm-hmm. So it's unlike a GIF, which is actually a moving image, like Michelle Obama giving side eye to the gift of Tiffany.
Right.
You know, like that was became a GIF.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a meme is just sort of a similar thing, but with a picture.
Okay. I have this comment. I'm not normally prone to making comments about some things in this direct of fashion, but I think this is a memo to all politicians that I would like to release. If you occasionally display honest self-appraisal and even moments of remorse, you'll have the world rooting for you, not against you.
Read that again. I like that.
Memo to Pauls. If you occasionally display honest self-appraisal and even moments of remorse, you will have the world rooting for you, not against you. I think Paul Ryan may be cut out of that cloth to a point. I don't think that any of the other leaders, so-called leaders, whether it's these old fossils like Mitch McConnell or Trump or people that are around him, self-appraisal is very important. I would think, though, from what I gather, only having seen Trump with his children once up in New Hampshire and liking the children, frankly, I can't imagine that they don't take him aside and say, Dad, you know, you really got to look at this again. I can't believe they would be rubber stamps for him. That's my own.
You know, I think so many people wonder that same thing. I mean, as a woman, we all have sort of thought that Ivanka would be, you know, a voice of reason, being a New
Whatever
Yorker.
That definition is.
Exactly. Yeah. On women's issues, which she, during the campaign, said she cares very deeply about women's issues, so equal pay and maternity rights and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we all sort of are waiting for that moment. Maybe it's happening. Maybe he doesn't listen. Maybe he, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I think that's a head scratcher for a lot of people.
Judy Garland, been dead for 20 years. This weekend, her family took her remains from a New York mausoleum, put them on a private plane, and moved them out to Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Because there's not enough room for her children and grandchildren to be buried with her. Liza Minnelli, Lorna Luft, Joey Luft.
How many children did she have? I thought she only had Liza.
No, I'm talking about her. These were her brothers. Her name was Judy Luft, L-U-F-T, oh. I believe. And she married. No, that's not true. Judy Garland's children were Liza Minnelli, right? And her husband was Luft, so it was Lorna Luft was a daughter, and Joey Luft was a son. All right. Okay. And they're in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles.
You're right. Very, she had three children.
Always been
Liza, Lorna, and Joey.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So they want to be buried. I think that's. I don't understand why people even care about that. I know it's very like if you're Jewish, you can't get cremated. Mm-hmm. Everybody, they don't, because they believe the body in the form that it's in when it dies is what goes to the next reality.
Right.
So they don't cremate anybody. But I'm going to tell you something. You go to some of these places where there are, those of you listening in Guam know exactly what I'm talking about, some areas of Japan as well, where Guam is about 5 feet above sea level, so you dig a hole and it's water, so you can't put anything in the ground. So people who don't want to be cremated in Guam, there are places around town. The first time, I'll never forget this, first time I was in Guam, we were on a bus going to the hotel, and I said to the guide, what are all of those concrete sort of buildings? Were they little like blocks, but they were bigger than building blocks? I said, what are all of those? And because they were all along the highway. He said, those are caskets.
Wow.
What do you mean, caskets? Because some of them were like 40 feet high.
Oh my God.
He said, that's how we get rid of it. That's where we bury. We don't bury anybody here because there's no place to bury them.
They stack them up high?
They stack them up. Yep.
Whoa.
Just like on the carrier ships, they stack up all these big container boxes. That's what they do. They put them in the
stack. I don't
know
that I'd want to hang out like that for eternity.
No, I don't either. Especially with all the snowing windows. Snakes and all that stuff getting into those things. But I think the last I heard, somebody from Guam can correct me if I'm wrong, 888-302-3684, we're on K57 there. I think the last I heard they were trying to pass a law that required cremation. And that's what's going to happen pretty much everywhere because there's no more room to bury people.
Right.
They just cremate them and throw their ashes. I mean, that's what's going to happen to you anyway, sooner or later.
And there are cemeteries that you hear, you know, the land gets sold, and then the family has to go and figure out what to do with their loved one because they want to develop the land.
Right.
And that's kind of a scary prospect if you think grandma's there forever and grandma needs a new home.
Well, take a page out of my handbook on the farm. Mm-hmm. When the cows die, I bury them in the manure pile. And so within 6 to 8 months, their remains are all gone, with exception of a few bones.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, right?
Oh, no, you are. Yeah, no, it's great. It returns them to the earth. You put them in.
Doesn't that smell horrible?
It doesn't smell any more than regular manure. No, it doesn't smell. The bacteria in the manure that work on eating and digesting the remains of the cow, and that's basically what you're putting on the fields to enhance the fields. That is what, I mean, the cows are products of the field. We are. That's why the old ashes to ashes, dust to dust stuff
right.
makes sense, because you go back to where you came from. We came from
I
the soil.
I don't want to think that I came from a manure pile.
I'm not going to put, I don't think I'm going to end up on the manure pile, but you can never tell what my kids will do. What's left of me when I'm gone. There's a stimulating conversation for you, ladies
kids,
and gentlemen.
Whatever you do, please don't let me end up in the manure pile.
No, right. Okay. Well, that's the epitaph. I'll put that in my will. All right. We have 42 minutes after the hour. There is something afoot that is going to be the talk of the town from now until Valentine's Day. It just sort of started, I think, last year. The company Sherry's Berries went wide with their product. It had been sort of a local product before, but now the experts at Sherry's Berries have worked to put together a performance routine that will gift you like you have never been gifted before. Unforgettable berries that are dipped in rich dark chocolate, or rich white chocolate, or rich milk chocolate. All kinds of berries that are fresh and juicy and sweet and shareable. So if you want to spoil your sweetheart, do yourself and him or her a favor. I've received these. Meredith gave them to me last year, Valentine's Day. So if you're tired of going to the store and looking around at the last minute, that's why I'm telling you this today, so you don't wait till the last minute. What you do right now is get on the phone. They used to do the phone, but now it's just you go online to berries.com. Simple. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. And you order the simplest, most basic Sherry's Berry is $19.95. Yeah, and then if you want to, excuse me, double the number of berries, you get 10 more. I think it's a dozen. I think it is. I've forgotten how many you get, but you get twice the number if you add $10. So here's what you do. You order these right now while you're thinking about it. These gifts from Sherry's Berries are so popular now, it's just because they're so new. And it's a fresh idea. You've probably not heard of this yet, but your Valentine's going to thank you. Thank you. Sherry's Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, for a fabulous. I mean, you go online to Berries, you can look at all of the various things they have. They explain all the various choices there to you.
They have so many things. They have mini cheesecakes, and they have pretzel rods dipped in chocolate. Oh,
yep.
This is not the website to look at when you're hungry, but it looks delicious.
But if you want to give something unique to somebody you care about, show me care. That's what this is about. Go to berries.com, and in the microphone on the top right-hand corner, type in DJV. That's right. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in DJV for fabulous Valentine's Day surprise.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips.
Mignons! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so we have the talents of Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic, with us. I wanted to go back in history, sort of in a manner of speaking. A year ago, Meredith and I were attending an animal, it was an animal communication seminar. And it was interesting because when I came back from it, I was in touch with you for the first time in a long time. And I didn't put the two of them together, sort of. But what I remember about you, when we were coming back, we were talking about all these wonderful expressions of love and connection we had with our animals. And you, I know, do a lot of that with the clients that you have, connecting to animals. Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S, victoriabullis.com or at Victoria Bullis is a good way for you. If you're intrigued by her, you might want to have a reading to find out, amongst other things, where is the animal that you love? Don't you find that people ask those questions very frequently, Victoria?
Oh, a lot, especially if they've just recently passed. Or if they've been, if it's been a while, they start dreaming about their pet. Or they start feeling that the pet's around. Or they open their refrigerator. I've had this happen several times. People will open the refrigerator getting some orange juice out or something like that, and they see a can of the kind of pet food they used to give little Charlie or whatever. And they go, they reach for it, and they realize there's no can in there, actually. All kinds of stuff. Pets and other spirit guides try to communicate with us in every which way that they can. They no pun intended on the can aspect. They try to communicate with us and say we're here. You know, it isn't that difficult to go from this realm to the other. Now, you and I have a story too long to tell for today about your son's dog one night. It was a long, very, very long night trying to find the dog. Do you remember that?
Right. Yeah, that was that's a very...
Like 1990s.
I remember. This was Charlotte. When Charlotte first came to live with me, she got scared the first weekend. I was down at the farm, and she was in my truck, and I'd just taken her out of the truck, and somebody started a chainsaw right in front of her, and she got so spooked, she ran to the woods. It was a Friday afternoon, and she just hid. And I couldn't find her. It was pouring rain, and I was worried, like, beyond. You remember, it's interesting, because I remember this now, as you've said this, and I asked you to help me find her.
It took us the entire night.
Yes, it did. I came back to the barn at dawn on Saturday morning, and she came running out of the barn and jumped up in my lap, and it was the most wonderful moment.
So
say that again, Victoria.
No, I said it was so sweet.
It was. It was.
I remember it. That was like almost 20 years ago, but I remember it.
Yeah, it was. It was at least 15, 16 years ago, for sure. Yeah, and so those sorts of things. The point here is that if you want to be in contact, let's say something like that happens to you and you want some help, Victoria is a great source for that, or connecting with animals that have passed. It's really an important part of our own, if you will, our paranormal lives, because there's several planes of activity, and animals and being connected to them, the ones that we love, is certainly important. You notice my tone goes way down when I think about that, but that was a fabulous experience. Thank you for reminding me, Victoria. Victoria Bullis here. Check her out. VictoriaBullis.com, B-U-L-L-I-S. 10 before the hour.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing
astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The theme from the taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, the original. There were two of them. First one starred Walter Matthau, and the second one starred John Travolta, and who else was it?
And Denzel Washington. Remake, actually, I liked, but I love the original. And the original film, which had score, has an awesome score, it came out in 1974. One of the great New York City movies of all time. Really, yeah. I mean, other than Taxi Driver, if you look at Taking Pelham 1-2-3, it captured a place and a time in the 70s of New York, unlike very few films I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, it is an amazing piece. There have been a few, when you look at our iconic cities like New York, there are so many stories to tell that make for such great movie fodder. Chicago and Los Angeles, I think maybe Boston to an extent, Washington, but you don't get the same stories out of places like Atlanta or Tampa. I don't, you know, it just is that those cities, maybe it's because they're gritty and old, Chucker, maybe that's part of it. There are a lot of people that have come to these cities that are pretty unique, and they have
Absolutely.
Unique stories to tell. It's
and also the reason we play that clip is I'm trying to get Victoria to watch some of these older films instead of just watching the Twilight movie.
Well, I asked. Listen to this. Listen, Chucker. I asked Victoria and Kara earlier this morning if they knew who Perry Mason was, and they didn't.
Not.
They didn't know who Perry Mason was. Barbara Hale, who is Della Street, died, and so I asked the question, But it is, it's part of, isn't that the same sort of education? Shouldn't we be educating people? That's part of our culture as we move along.
You know, that's an interesting question because I employ a lot of young people, and sometimes I'll say, do you know who Johnny Carson was? And they'll say, who's that?
Yeah.
They have no idea who Johnny Carson was.
Right. Yep. And we could probably ask these two.
Of course I know who Johnny Carson was. Can I say I've ever seen him host The Tonight Show? No.
This great video. You should just go subscribe to the video and watch. Some of the most pleasant moments of your life will be watching.
And I'll just tell Victoria Baxter, the first day I ever came on the air with you, which was about 23 and a half years ago, right before I went on the air for the first time, you were co-hosting a show with Ed McMahon.
Yes. Right. Well, he spent a lot of time here in his last 8 or 10 years. He and I became great friends. He was a very, and he was, by the way, the same off the air as he was on the air. A little more serious off the air, but he was a gentleman. And, a lot of those things, again, the iconic, I suppose we could go back to, did I know who Charlie Chaplin was? Who would be, it's the same sort of thing as me asking Victoria, does she know who Perry Mason is? But yet I know who Charlie Chaplin is. That was part of the education.
And just so we have Victoria and Kara in the loop, Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson's co-host.
All right.
Ed McMahon.
Who is Ed McMahon?
He's the dude who never showed up at my house with a big check. That's all I know.
He never showed up at my house either, by the way, and I knew him.
Yeah.
All right, so Chucker, we got 30 seconds. Kara, take a quickie, and we'll get some movie news here.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, Chuckle, what's in the movie news bag today?
A couple movies in production. Production currently underway on the Young Han Solo movie over at Disney with a release date of May 25th, 2018. Young actor, unknown name, Aldrich has been cast as...
All right, what's wrong? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So the next real Star Wars movie comes out next December. So they're rushing another... Why wouldn't they just do them every year in December and not water down the franchise that much? That's too much.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, you can argue it is too much, but they got a lot of talent, writing and directing these films, but, eventually they'll probably hit a clunker, but who knows, maybe not. They've been good so far. Also, filming currently underway on Ocean's 8, which is a spin-off film of Ocean's, 11. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, and Anne Hathaway star. That comes out June 8th, 2018, Doug.
Yeah. Oh, really? A year and a half from now? They're that long, huh?
Yeah, that long.
I would have thought they would put it out this Christmas.
Good chance, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's a great... That'll be a fun movie, I hope. Chuck, always fun to have you here. Thank you, Chuck.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.